This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A jury has found Mark Redwine guilty of second-degree murder and child abuse, resulting in the death of his 13-year-old son, Dylan. The teen went missing in 2012 while on a court-ordered Thanksgiving holiday visit to his father's home near Durango. Some of his remains were found there the following year. The jury deliberated for less than a day. Sentencing is scheduled for October. The eastbound lanes of Interstate 70 north of downtown Denver will shut down tonight. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
CDOT is nearly finished rebuilding a three-mile stretch of I-70 between Colorado Boulevard and Quebec Street. But first, it has to shut down all eastbound lanes between Brighton Boulevard and I-270 starting tonight. Crews will lay the final layer of pavement before the road reopens Monday morning. CDOT plans to do the same thing with the westbound lanes next weekend. The work is part of a massive billion-dollar expansion of Interstate 70 that is scheduled to wrap up late next year. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Emergency water is being sent to Lake Powell because of its low levels, and one group wants to make sure that water makes it to states downstream. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sakis reports.
The Bureau of Reclamation has started to release water from Flaming Gorge Reservoir in Wyoming to Lake Powell. KUNC reports water releases from Blue Mesa Reservoir in Colorado are planned for later this year. The move is meant to keep Lake Powell's dam producing hydroelectric power as the reservoir is close to hitting a record low. A group of farmers, conservationists, and business owners are demanding that the federal government scrap plans to divert water from Powell, which would accommodate growth upstream. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sakis, CPR News.
A big annual motor race at Bandimere Speedway in Morrison is back this weekend. The Mile High Nationals started today. The race was canceled last year because of the pandemic. Around that time, officials of Bandimere were pitched in a prolonged fight with Jefferson County health officials over events at the racetrack. The site eventually became a flashpoint for protests against coronavirus restrictions, and a large demonstration was held there in September. Right now in Denver, it's 93 degrees, in Meeker, 84, in Craig, 83. This is CPR News at 4:35.